With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. The Biden administration released guidance on its sustainable aviation fuel subsidy program that allows corn-based ethanol to qualify for the program if it's sourced from farms using climate-friendly growing techniques. Farm Policy News from the University of Illinois says SAF can be made from corn, soy, or other ag products. To access the subsidies that make it economically viable, refiners must demonstrate their fuel is at least 50% lower in emissions than petroleum jet fuel. Ethanol-based SAF can meet the threshold only if corn farmers use a bundle of agricultural practices that include no-till, cover cropping, and efficient fertilizer application that holds carbon in the soil. Andrew Malk serves as president of the North Dakota Corn Growers Association.
It's very, very specific. It's very doesn't work with everybody all over. I mean, that it's not a one size fits all type of application. What works for us up here in North Dakota doesn't always work for people down in Iowa, Illinois, or other parts of the country, and vice versa. So disappointing that they limited it to that. And probably the bigger thing is the current ethanol market that we have today is kind of only a drop in the bucket as far as what the sustainable aviation fuel guys need to meet their goals. So we need to kind of be able to figure out a way to get more, not less, qualified in this program.
Malk says he is excited about some of the work being done by USDA.
I also think, too, that there's a lot of good things coming out of USDA of climate smart practices and things that, you know, there is science-based things out there that we can use and utilize to make these goals. You know, I wish we kind of would work a little more together on these things and not make it one size fits all and very specific to those type of applications, which those type of applications works in a lot of areas, but just not everywhere.
The USDA's Farm Service Agency reminds ag producers that farm loan programs can be used to support a variety of climate smart practices. They include many practices that farmers already use, like cover cropping, nutrient management, and conservation tillage. Farmers and ranchers are already doing their part to be stewards of our land, but some may lack the financial resources to take their efforts to the next level, says Farm Service Administrator Zach Ducheneau. Ducheneau adds that the Farm Service Agency offers a variety of loans that can help those who would like to explore opportunities in their operations to make them more efficient and make a positive impact on our environment. FSA loans can provide capital needed to invest in climate smart practices and equipment, including the establishment of rotational grazing systems, precision ag equipment, or machinery for conservation to no-till residue management. Climate smart ag practices generate significant benefits, including capturing and sequestering carbon. With your ag news, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.